Hi, this is Casey Treat. I'm pastor at Christian Faith, and we are excited to have you with us on our podcast. Thanks for joining in. I'm praying that you're going to hear a word that will inspire you, empower you to connect with Jesus and become more like him. That's what we live for. That's what's happening on today's podcast. What's the best miracle of Christmas? What's the greatest miracle of Christmas? How would you define it if you were trying to describe the most miraculous part of Christmas? What is it? Well, it seems to me it would have to be that God became one of us. I mean, there's so many miracles. Christmas is many miracles, right? It's angels talking to people, giving people dreams. It's prophets who years before it happened told where it would happen, how it would happen. It's wise men coming thousands of miles from the east following a star. I mean, that's pretty miraculous. And then God protecting the wise men and Mary, Joseph, and Jesus from the political leadership that would destroy him. That was pretty miraculous. There's a lot of miracles going on. But the greatest has to be God with us, Emmanuel. And it says in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 23, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us." So from his birth, he's referred to as God. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Messiah. Jesus is God. And so, you know, people oftentimes they try to accept part of the message, but they just can't really buy all of the message. And so you hear people, "Well, I believe in Jesus, and I like to go to church, and I think he was a good prophet, and he was a good teacher, and his teachings are so good." Yeah, but if he's not God, then the whole story is not true. If he's not God, then you don't believe in him. And this is where it really comes down. A lot of people go to church, right? Especially during Christmas. There's Christmas shows and Christmas services, and a lot of people go to church for different reasons. A lot of denominational churches having, you know, special events, and all of it's good. But if you don't believe he is Emmanuel, then, I mean, you should have went to the office party instead. Right? I mean, if he's not Emmanuel, then this is just a show. This is just a trip. It's religion. It's tradition. We might as well go sit on Santa's lap. My grandson, Mahal, is a very wise boy. He's only 4, but he's wise beyond his years. So the other day we were at the mall and we're doing the piggyback and we're walking around and he sees Santa Claus. He says, "Papa, there's Santa Claus." So I walk over and he thought I was getting in line with people who were standing in line to sit on Santa's lap and get a picture. And a little bit, Mahal, no, 2 things. One, I don't stand in lines. Not gonna happen. And 2, I don't sit on Santa's lap. But here's what Mahal said when we got close to the line. Mahal said, "Papa, I'm fine. I am fine." Well, that's code for I'm not going in there. And that's many people in the world. They love the tradition, right? They love Santa. They love cider. They love decorating. They love the lights. They love the shows. We go to the play. We got the drummer boy, and we got the all the Christmas shows. All right, so we love that stuff, but if we don't believe that Jesus is God with us, then it's just Halloween. And it's just another program. It's just another Hallmark card. Or maybe it's a Hallmark movie. Right? Without Emmanuel, without Jesus, without God coming into our lives, then it becomes a big joke with no real significance. And it seems to me like these other things get elevated, the decoration, the Santa, the reindeer, all these other things get elevated because the enemy knows he can never stop the truth. The real light of the world. So let's just clutter it. Let's put a lot of stuff around it so we kind of hide the real meaning. And let's add stuff that's kind of like what is true, and that'll take the place for what is true. Because we got this guy, his name is Santa, and he knows everything. And he can fly around the whole world, be in the whole world in one night. You better watch out. You better not cry. And you better not shout. I'm telling you why Santa Claus is coming to town. But is he? Is he really? And he knows when you are sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Really? He knows all that? And he's coming down the chimney? This guy is coming down the chimney? You better be careful what house you go in. You go in a redneck's house, they're going to shoot you. But we like this stuff. We create this stuff, right? All the decor and all the story and all the stuff. And then we kind of hide Jesus, the reality of Christmas. And so I would pray that, yeah, it's fine. We love it. We have Santa here at church. We have trees and lights and all the stuff going on. But if we miss Emmanuel, we have really missed it. We have really missed the whole purpose. And so, dads at dinner this week, at your special Christmas gathering, at your family gathering, make sure that you say, hey, let's take a minute, because it's really all about Jesus. And presents are cool, right? Trees are cool. All the food. If Christmas is only about traditions, right? What traditions do you have? So some people have the tradition of fudge. My mom was one of those. Every year, cooked fudge. Only at Christmas, never throughout the year. Only at Christmas, fudge. If that's all you've got, your life is fudged up. You know what I'm saying? If that's it, the tradition, like the fudge or whatever it is, you got nothing, right? There's got to be something that's real, that's meaningful, that's spiritual, that's eternal, and that's Emmanuel. Let's read another part of the Christmas story in the Bible in Luke chapter 2. Go there with me. Luke chapter 2 and verse 7. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Yeah, that's that clutter, right? All the stuff going on, right? So Mary and Joseph had to go to Bethlehem because there was a tax. It was a political movement to tax people. And I heard a story on some news feed this week that somebody was saying that Mary and Joseph were like immigrants who were left out. And so they took Mary and Joseph out of the nativity scene because they were immigrants. And I'm like, really? No, it was about politicians wanting to tax people, right? So there again, it's how do we twist the story? How do we warp the story? How do we hide the reality in some fake narrative? It happens in so many ways. But when they got to Bethlehem, where they had to go, because that's where Joseph was from, so that's where they were being registered and taxed, there's no room for them. And maybe that's so many lives. We're busy, we got jobs, we got kids, we got sports, we got stuff, we got things. So there's really no room for Jesus, for God with us. Verse 8, now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were greatly afraid. These were not cute, little, nice angels. These were big, powerful, strong angels who scared people. Every time angels showed up, people got scared. And then the angel had to say, do not be afraid, right? So if you've got little, cute, little porky angels, you should get rid of them. They're kind of like Santa Claus. And so the angel said, do not be afraid. And behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. I always stop there. Every time I read this passage, I stop right there and I think, good news, great joy, all people. That's what Emmanuel is all about. Good news of great joy, and is for all people. You know, that pretty much solves every problem that our world struggles with. Our mental health, our depression, our anxiety. I've got good news, and it's great joy. Our fighting, our racism, our divisions, our separations. It's for all people. God's trying to answer the problems of humanity, and we think Santa Claus is the answer. God's saying, I got good news, it's great joy, and it's for all people. This is Emmanuel. This is the miracle. This is what God brings to our life. When we believe that, when we embrace that, we become different. We're no longer just part of the political norm or the popular norm or the cultural norm. We get separated into a new place because we have accepted good news, great joy is for all people. Wow. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap right there. That's Christmas. That's what Christmas really is. That's better than a flying reindeer. And this will be the sign. You'll find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, on earth, peace, goodwill toward man. People, we should be praising God and thanking God and knowing that God only has peace and goodwill toward all people. Some people think God is the problem. Why did God allow that? Why did God do that? Well, God's going to get you. You know, before I was a Christian, I thought, well, if you're a Christian, you have to give up all the fun stuff in life. That's what kept me away from church for a while. Because if you're a believer, if you go to church, then you can't have any fun. And by the look of some of your faces, that's how you think too. Right? But many Christians are. They're just kind of heavy, and they think God is doing bad things. And why did God take my parents? And God took my brother, and God took my, and God did this, and God. No, it's goodwill. God's not doing that. He has goodwill toward all people. He's here to save, and he's here to heal, and he's here to lift us above the negatives, and he's here to provide, and he's here to bless, and he has nothing but goodwill toward all people, right? How did Jesus walk around? Everywhere Jesus went, healing, feeding, helping, lifting, protecting. When they want to stone the little girl, no, I don't condemn you. Go and sin no more. Goodwill toward all people. And the Bible said, if you've seen Jesus, you've seen the Father. Because he is Emmanuel. He's God with us. Wow. We really do have a lot to celebrate. We really do have stuff to sing about. I mean, this is better than Jingle Bells. This is better than the present you're going to get for Christmas. And the first thought you have is, I wonder if I can take this back. This is it. Emmanuel, God with us. So let's make this Christmas a time to worship him, a time to celebrate him, a time to honor him, and all the other stuff we do, right? I know the kids are into the presents and the party or whatever's going on. That's all good. But let's remind them, We get to do this because of Jesus. We get to have this life because he is our Savior. He is our Lord. He is Emmanuel. He is God with us. And the little boy in our cartoon today, I love it. When he said to his mom, how do I receive him? That's a great question. What do you have to do to receive him? Only believe. Only a simple prayer. And that prayer could be the beginning. Everything in your life changed. It was for me. Everything changed. With that, starting with that one prayer. So I would like to pray with you today. And maybe you've been in church and you've been to the Christmas show and you've done all the Christmas stuff, but you never really stopped and said, do I believe he is Emmanuel? Or you kind of view Jesus like you view Santa Claus. It's a myth, it's a story, it's fun, but it's not real. Don't let the Christmas stories keep you from the Christmas truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He really is Emmanuel, God with us. Thank you so much for joining with us today. I'm praying that you heard something that will impact your life. If you'd like more information, connect with us at the Christian Faith Church app or go to the website at christianfaith.us.